I want to welcome you to the 7th Annual Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award. I'm Connie Foster, Dean of Libraries. We appreciate your interest, not only in the award and its winners this day, but in the memory of the person for whom it is named and whose contributions we acknowledge annually. And especially thank all of you for coming on this very dreary Friday. Many people make today happen, and Sean Kinder, who is to my right, will be introducing the committee and some other very special guests in attendance, so I'll save that for Sean. I do want to put in a shameless plug for Friends of WKU Libraries. There are brochures on the table should you be interested and are not already involved in the Friends group, as I know many of you are, and we have a great representation from the Library Advisory Council membership. So if you want to join, there's a brochure at the table. As Silas and Neela are signing books, you can just pick one of these up and slip it in the book as a bookmark. Well, every year is special. I think this year in particular is very special with Silas House. Watching him last night give a presentation with an audio clip from Neela, and then the way he answers questions, the contributions of both of them to the community, and knowing the groupies that he has amassed in Bowling Green, I only wish if we can claim an author as a native son for a city, we claim Silas House as the native son for Bowling Green. He's been a mainstay at the Southern Kentucky Book Fest, the Robert Penn Warren lecture this year that Mary Ellen Miller hosts, and certainly now with his co-author Neela Vaswani, and I just got on the internet and looked up your amazing biography. It offers us another opportunity to share and extend the love of writing and reading, not only to young students, but to many of us who are lifelong learners and avid readers. And also Silas and Neela and many other authors who have passed our way have shared with us the power of the written word to increase awareness of generations, public issues, and social awareness, and with Silas in particular with mountaintop removal. More about their achievements later. We are going to have a buffet to my left with two lines, and I would ask that we start with our guests first, and then all of you just follow in and enjoy the meal, and then we'll have a program shortly. Thank you.
My name is Sean Kinder, and I am the Humanities Social Sciences Librarian here at Western. And it is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to the 7th Annual Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award Ceremony. This event provides us an opportunity not only to remember Evelyn and her contributions to children's librarianship and literacy here at Western, but it also gives us a chance to honor Neela Vaswani and Silas House, this year's recipients of the award named in her honor. As you can imagine, this event is a culmination of many months of hard work, dedication, and planning. And I would like to thank many individuals who helped make this event possible. First, I would like to thank Connie Foster, Dean of Libraries, the Southern Kentucky Book Fest partners, our library department heads, Dr. Brian Coots, Dina Groves, and Timothy Mullen, and the Library Advisory Council members. As chair of the committee organizing this event, I would like to acknowledge the members of the planning committee who gave so generously of their time and energy. Dina Groves, Roxanne Spencer, Lisa Rice, Jonathan Jeffrey, Renee Hill, Christy Lowry, and Jennifer Wilson. Finally, we'd like to acknowledge Susan Brody and Chad Ass, who provided much needed support. We're very fortunate to have one of Evelyn's family members here, her sister, Sylvia Harris. I'd like to invite her to come up and say a few words, but we'll let her finish eating what she's eating. And we keep talking. This is our 7th time doing this, and Sylvia has always come. We're sorry that her sister Velma couldn't make it. She usually comes, but she's not well enough to make it, so our thoughts and prayers are with her. But we always love to hear Sylvia talk about Evelyn. And when you see her up here, you'll see the huge resemblance between her sister here in the photograph.
Five.
I'm going to need to attach it to up the stairs and dance.
Yeah, let's do that.
Knee tap dance? Yeah. Not this time. Next time, I'll have it ready.
All right.
Yeah, let's welcome Sylvia here. Sorry for putting you on the spot like that.
No, I just didn't want to get up with, I wanted to swallow her. Thank you. It's just an honor, as always, for me to get to be here. And I don't know, I think so much how much my sister would have loved to have just had a part of this. And as I always say each year, I'm sure that she's looking down and she knows what we're doing. But anyhow, and I think about her life, she, she could have married and had a family and everything and had chances. But she just didn't do that. She wanted to do this. She loved the library and work and her children, the schools and everything, and I think that was kind of the woman part of her, because she was dealing with young little children and stuff, and that fulfilled some of the that we all have if we're ladies with the children. And I don't know, it was just her life at Western. Of course, she taught in many areas in Russia and Germany. And I don't know, as far as I know, I can't think there was one other country she went to, and I can't remember where that was. But anyhow, just anywhere anybody called her, if she was convinced, where she could, she went. But she, and like I say, this was just her life. It was just, she loved it, and she nothing would seem like would stop her. She was just had her head set that way, and that's the way she went to do the things that she felt like that she needed to do. And I'm just really, really thankful in my heart to the Lord that I could be her sister. Because she was a wonderful person, most honest person in the world that I ever knew, I guess, besides our father. But I thank you again for having me and for the good lunch and everything. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Okay, back by popular demand, we're delighted to welcome a special guest, Linda Perkins, one of Evelyn's former students. Last year, she regaled us with stories about Evelyn, and we're eager to hear some more. So please help me welcome Linda Perkins.
What a pleasure. It was 60 years ago that I was in her third grade class, the year that she came back to the United States from being in Germany. My mother happened to be the principal of the school, so I was in the know that our teacher was coming to us from Germany, and that she had been on, we thought, a military post, so we really had to walk the chalk line if we were going to be in her third grade class. Not so. We walked the chalk line because we loved her. We did not have one problem. There was never one mark against a single one of the students out of 22 that entire year. But it was because of Miss Thurman. The experiences that she gave us, we did not learn per se out of a book. During Thanksgiving, the month of November, she told us at the beginning of the month to write in our journals things we were thankful for. Our pets, our families, food, this kind of stuff. She said, we're going to have an experience this month. We're going to write in our journals again the day before we get out for Thanksgiving. We're going to see the comparison of what you say now and what you're going to say then. November was handicap awareness for Evelyn, for us. There were days we were blindfolded, led around all day. You might think, oh, that wouldn't be too bad. Just one problem. Our school did not have an indoor bathroom. We went to the outdoor pity up on the hill. One day we were in a wheelchair. There was not a ramp. We had to depend on our classmates to either carry us in their arms or do the best we could. We were in a wheelchair one day. We were blind one day. One day our hands were tied and our arms to our body, so we had no hands to use. All the different things that we went through, one whole entire day. And the kids complain now they're in school too long. Well, I'm sorry to tell them. Our school day started at 7 and the bus came for us at 3:45 to get out because we were in the county and the buses had to go to the city schools after they left us. So the principal and the teachers decided that we could have more, quote, recess time because we were in school so long. So if you were handicapped that day being blind, you came in school and they put the tape all over your face so that you were blind for the day, whatever. As a third grader going through those different experiences, you can imagine our outlook on somebody that was not as fortunate as us. It made a big impression. Not too long ago, I was in one of my elementary folder, and there's my list that I made before and my list that I made after. The only thing she asked us to do that when we got with our families on Thanksgiving, would we take a moment to tell them some of the things that we were thankful for. I'm not sure our pets ever got mentioned. It was that we have eyes that we can see. We have ears that we can hear. We have hands that we can use. We have feet that we can use. Those were the kinds of things, as a third grader, that we experienced that month. Then, of course, her coming from Germany, the first month or so, she didn't have a car because they were shipping her Volkswagen home that she told us that she rode in a bug. And until the Volkswagen got there, we didn't know what kind of bug she was riding in. But her Volkswagen was being shipped back. She's also the person that inspired me to be a librarian. The bookmobile came to our school once a week, and then Ms. Thurman went twice a week to the public library or to Western's library or to her own library or wherever. She had a satchel and she would fill it twice a week to bring it to books with our class. And she asked, and we got to volunteer if we wanted to be the librarian, and then she used that word, for those books. Now, Ms. Thurman was very frugal. You know, if you did a paper, you know, your spelling words this week, well, you saved your paper because the spelling words next week, you did your test next time, next week, maybe around across the bottom of your paper on the back. You didn't throw your paper away. You filled it. But if we had any little corners on the bottom of our paper we could tear off, that was my cards that I could check out the books, so we'd always know where they were. So she gave me, and as a third grade student, the first experience of being a librarian. Of course, she told us that we were going to be a librarian, but then she gave us the dictionary to go find out what the word meant. She had more knowledge, but she would make us find out the answers. She would not tell us at all what the words meant. And you just found out, don't ask her, because she's not going to tell you. You're going to have to go to the dictionary to find out if you don't know what it was. Another one of her great experiences was each day she gave us a quote from somebody. And we just thought that was fantastic. I thought she'd met George Washington. I thought she'd met all these people. And it wasn't from Bartlett's favorite quotations. I don't know where she'd find them all, but anyway, we didn't have computers, that's for sure. But she would come up with quotes. And of a morning, we'd have a quote for the day. The one that she gave us at the very first of the year, she'd repeat many times. That day, the first day of school, her quote was, and she explained to us it was from Helen Keller. Well, Helen Keller said it. We did not realize that Helen Keller was blind. And her quote for us that day was, "Don't keep staring at the door when it closes. You'll miss the next one that opens." She challenged us, well, if you didn't make good on your spelling test this week, get on with it. Don't use your energy thinking about, oh, I didn't do good this week. Put your energy learning the words for next week. That's a quote that I quote many, many times to my students today. Another one of her favorite things for me was, we didn't have fermented cheese very often at our house, but Miss Thurman ate a fermented cheese sandwich every day while we were out at recess standing in the school door. Every day she had a fermented cheese sandwich. Now, again, we were in a county school and we were very lucky. The farmers brought in fresh potatoes, fresh beans, fresh meat, all this. And we would get to be selected to go down and help the lady in the kitchen prepare the meals. Because one of the things they felt like that we should learn to do would be self-sufficient. So we'd get to go down and peel the potatoes. And I remember one day they brought in, it was real late, and they brought in potatoes, and the lady wanted them fixed, and she saw Miss Thurman in the hall, and she said, "I'll send my whole class, and we'll all peel potatoes." But she read to us a book while we peel those potatoes. That potato peeling went so fast because she was reading to us those things. And, of course, her experiences. She'd tell us about Germany. She'd tell us about Russia, and her other country was Czechoslovakia, because we had to learn to spell it. I tell you what the country was as a third grader. We did not think any challenge that she put for us was too hard. We were determined. Now, and another thing she told us at the beginning of the year, I never, ever want to hear the word, "I can't do it." You say, "I will try my best." It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be correct all the time, as long as you try. You know, those were lifelong things that we learned. I can remember multiplication tables were so much fun in her room. We'd do jumping jacks, saying them. We'd do flips, saying them. She'd say, "Well, it's time to get some activity.
Okay, and then we'd start. We'd say our times tables. We were doing jumping jacks. We'd say our times tables. We were doing flips. Whatever. But it was always fun. Writing in the journal was great. And she would all have a, every once in a while she'd bring in, and we loved it when she brought in a certain tote bag because we knew she had something from another country or something that she was going to show us from her travels or a new book that she had. So the things that she instilled in me in the third grade, I will never ever forget, and I cherish to this day. Then I was so fortunate, I got to Western working on... I'd already finished my master's, and then when I got married, my husband didn't have his master's. Well, if he's going to drive from, at that time, you couldn't take but two classes off of Western's campus. You had to come from Louisville every Monday night to go to campus, even though the same professors came on Wednesday to the high school right next door to you. But you had to drive on Monday night to come here. So I decided, well, I'll go back and get my specialist degree while he's getting his master's. And at that time, then I had Evelyn. I took all my elective classes in supervision in library science to take everything that they offered. So if a new class came out, I'd take that too. So while he was finishing his rank one, I just kept taking them, anything that would come out. So she was my college professor. And again, one of the first things she told us in class, you're going to be required to learn some facts. But what I want you as a librarian to know is how to find information. Don't get an overload of learning all the facts. Because if a patron comes to you, ask you a question, if you spill off the answer, they've got the answer. If you help them go look it up, it will stay with them. So be a resource instead of being the answer box. And we kept thinking, oh, is that really true? But when you get to working with elementary people, that's true. Again, she wouldn't tell us the definition of a word in third grade. Why would she tell me in college? You know, I knew that. That was a new experience for some of the people that I was in college with. Because they were used to, if you ask a teacher a question, she told you the answer. Not Miss Thurman. You had to go find the answer, and then you'd remember it. She'd help you all the way to find it, but she wouldn't tell you the answer. And as when we were in third grade, we thought she didn't know the answer, so, but anyway. But that was, some of you are different from last year, and I'm just going to touch on my favorite memory of a class activity when I was in Ms. Thurman's third grade class. She let us have a snowball fight. Now, it was structured though. That morning, we divided into teams. Then every hour for 10 minutes, we could go outside, build our defense. If we wanted to build a fort, if we wanted to build an igloo, whatever we wanted, we had a lot of snow. But the roads were clear, so we didn't get caught off. And then that afternoon at 1:45, and that clock, I think, just did not move all day long. 1:45, we could go out for this every bit of 20-second foot snowball fight. But that was, and then we came in. Then we had to defend why that was a good learning activity for the day, because she didn't want us to go home and tell our parents that all we did was have a snowball fight. So we worked about that, how we divided our teams, plans that we made for our defense, and actually then how we did the snowball fight. Then, as if it was yesterday, she stood in front of us and said, if you want to do anything in life, make your plan. Dream your dreams. I wanted to go to Germany and serve. I wanted to go to Russia. I wanted to go to Czechoslovakia. I've got that out of my system. Now I want to be back in the United States. But dream your dreams. Put your actions in motion and fulfill your dream. Evelyn, thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. I know we've all learned so much about Evelyn from your stories, and even Sylvia said last year that she had learned things she had never known about her sister, so we can't thank you enough. We really appreciate that.
I've got
more. I'm sure you do. I want to talk a little bit about how we choose the winner each year. Each year, the committee scours the internet and databases looking for possible books that might be eligible for the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award. Potential winners must be written or illustrated by a Kentucky author or illustrator, or have a significant Kentucky-related theme. As always, we had some wonderful books to choose from, but there was one in particular that stood out, Same Sun Here by Silas House and Neva Vaswani. School Library Journal said that this, quote, tender and breathtakingly honest story about unlikely friendships and finding common ground will captivate readers. In an era when social media permeates every area of our lives, Mina and River's old-fashioned camaraderie through letters feels refreshing and true. Audiences will revel in this lovely story about a boy and a girl who are not so different from one another after all. Our committee couldn't agree more. So without further ado, I'd like to present the first of our two winners today. And Connie, if you'd like to come up here. Neela Vaswani was born on Port Jefferson, Long Island, and by the time she was 18, her family had lived in 13 homes and traveled to 25 countries on doctor swaps and teaching tours. Her first job was at a one-hour photo booth on Long Island, and a few of her other jobs have included dressing Armani models, delivering telephone books, working cattle roundups, and driving an ice cream truck. She has a PhD in cultural studies, lives in New York City, and teaches in Spalding University's brief residency MFA writing program. She is the recipient of the American Book Award and O. Henry Prize, the Forward Book of the Year Gold Medal, the Nautilus Book Award Gold Medal, an Audi Award, and now the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award for 2013. Please join me in congratulating Neela Vaswani.
Thank you all. This is just so moving. As a writer, characterization is so important to us, and I feel like you both brought Ms. Thurman completely alive for me, and she just sounds amazing, and I'm so honored to have this award in her name, and I'm so honored to be sharing it with Silas. And I am from New York City, and I've lived all over the place. I did live for a time in Louisville and for a short time in Eastern Kentucky. And I don't know, a little part of me feels Kentucky. I've been teaching at Spalding University for 13 years, so it also means a lot to me to have this award that's connected to Kentuckiness. So thank you so much for that, too. What to say? Just thank you, and I'm so honored, and this book was a true collaboration. I feel like we couldn't have written it without each other. I don't know what it was like or what it's like to be a 12-year-old boy from Eastern Kentucky. Silas doesn't know what it's like to be a 12-year-old Indian American girl from New York City. And we just needed each other to make this book happen. And I don't know, I'm just moved. Thank you so much, I'm really grateful and honored. Thank you.
I also, I wanted to say how much libraries and librarians mean to me in general. I also volunteer at a library teaching adult literacy and ESL to the New York immigrant population, and it also means so much to me that this award is coming from the library. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Nila. Silas House was born and grew up in Lilly, Kentucky. His parents worked hard, and as he himself has written, the best way he could honor his parents' hard work was to go to college, which he did, graduating from Eastern Kentucky University with a BA in English, and later from Spalding University with a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. He has worked at a variety of different jobs, pouring concrete, installing satellite dishes, carrying the mail. And in 2001, he added writing to the list when his first novel, Clay's Quilt, was published. Since then, he has become a nationally best-selling author and has won numerous awards, including the E.B. White Award, a two-time winner of the Kentucky Novel of the Year, the Appalachian Writer of the Year, recipient of the Lee Smith Award, Parents' Choice Award, and an Audie Award, and many others. Now he can boast yet another, the Evelyn Thurman Young Readers Book Award. Please join me in congratulating Silas House.
Thanks. I agree with Nila that I found all that very moving. I was getting choked up, and you did a beautiful job, both of you, of making us really feel that we knew her. The other day, it was put on my Facebook wall that I was sharing this award with Nila, that we would be receiving it, and people started posting about Evelyn Thurman on my Facebook wall and saying that they had known her. One woman said that she remembered Ms. Thurman making canaries out of thumbprints, and that she bought one that was one of her treasures that she had. Another person said she was one of the special people. I love that. And then other people talked about just how sweet she was and what a great teacher she was, and all those things. So I have won awards before in the name of people, but I've never felt like that I've had such a connection to a person in which I won an award under their name. So it's so nice to know that and to have that connection. I always tell everybody how much I love librarians and libraries. I certainly would have not been a writer without libraries. I grew up in a town that didn't have a bookstore. So it was yard sales and libraries. That's where I got my books. And people always ask you, they'll say, how did it feel the first time you saw your book in a bookstore? And I don't remember, but I remember the first time I saw it in a library. And I was totally overwhelmed by that, because it meant so much more to me that somebody could go into the library and get it. They didn't have to have money, or, they could just go in there and check it out. So I just always want to remind people of the important work that librarians do, and teachers. And I'm really proud of this book, especially because it was a collaboration, which is rare in writing novels, as a writer. But we all know the legend about writers being lonesome and alone and all that. But it was a real pleasure to write this book. The book has won a lot of awards, and it wrote itself, really. It was the easiest book I've ever been part of writing. And the way that we wrote the book is we just decided we would write letters to each other in these personas and see what happened. And we would either get to know these characters better, or we would have a book. And whatever happened, it would be fun to write letters to each other. And so the book just sort of, it was totally organic, and it just happened. And I felt like this little boy is just speaking through me, and I think Nila has a similar experience. And so for a book that was so special to write, to win an award like this, makes it extra special. So thank you all so much for the award and for being here today.
And we thank you, Silas. I just want to mention that we do have some of Evelyn's books just for you to look at over on the table, and I think you'll find the book where the birds are made out of the thumbprints. So check that out. That concludes our award ceremony today. On behalf of WKU Libraries, I want to thank each of you for coming. It has been a pleasure being your host, and I hope the rest of your weekend is a pleasant one. The winners will be doing a book signing, so don't forget to stop by and say hello. Thank you.